sex into its proper perspective in my life, and of grandiosity, help me to put pride into its proper perspective in my life. And I ask that you help me deepen and improve my relationship with Susan as you would have it grow or not, and that you take over and run my life and help me see the ways I can get out of the way so you can do that, and grant me the courage to follow through. Now I ask thy help in all these areas, O Lord, because I know I cannot handle them. I know you can. I believe you will. And I sincerely and humbly ask that you do so. And then I put my palms out like that. And in my mind, I send gluttony, lust, grandiosity, and other problems to my higher power, wherever my higher power might be. And then I tell my higher power, if you would like to upload or to download, to change me in any way, that I might be a better servant for thee, I am entirely ready that you should do so, whether I like it or not. And then I pause for a moment, and then I say, my eating plan for today is X number of calories divided into 3 moderate meals with nothing nutritious in between and no sweets. My goal is to have the normal and natural sex desire, drive, and performance you intend for me while eliminating lust as a factor from my life. And may every action of my body, word of my mouth, and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight today, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, and I intend to do those things in thy name and for thy glory, and not for my own. I ask for knowledge of thy will for me in my life and the power and the strength to carry that out. I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will. Excuse me. Let me be as a hollow reed from which the pith of self has been blown. Take away my difficulties that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. God grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and then I think of 3 things in particular. I think, 1, I cannot change the way God works in all this world. You know, I see morbidly obese people come into OA, talk to them, work with them, try to help them, and they die from this disease. You know, all I can do is tell them about me. I'm not in charge of the way God works here. And then I'm reminded I can't change any other people, especially Susan. Not that I'd want to change her, you understand. And then I remind myself that I can't change the death of 3 people who are very close to me, and I say goodbye to them again every morning. Courage to change the things I can. And I remind myself that all of those things are inside AG. And the wisdom to constantly keep in mind which is which. I have a great tendency, and I'm very good at it, playing God. It doesn't work, and it makes me very sick, but this reminds me to constantly keep in mind which is which. What are those things I can do, and what are those things God does? And I say, help me to grow today, O Lord, in humility. When I think of that, I think of a huge tree that grows along the river near where I live that was there when I got there, and it'll be there when I'm gone, and won't even notice that I went by. I asked to grow in patience. Never been my strong suit. I asked to grow in gratitude. And at that moment, I try to think of 2 or 3 things for which I can say thanks.